Hey, it's James from SaramoPunk.com. Good morning. Good chilly morning. My headset wasn't sitting on my head in a good way, in a good manner, a manner of goodness. Today we're going to talk about being observant, being observational. I have a premise. I used no AI to come up with this idea. I thought about it yesterday at work as a juxtaposition to OPSEC, right? You should be some degree monitoring what you put out in the world, unless you're a podcaster, and then you've chose to put this all out in the open. Sometimes when I did the episode on composting toilets, my wife is like, "No, people will know you poop in a bucket." Yeah. That's what happens when you have a podcast. But if you're not a podcaster, you should probably be mindful to some degree. And that's your choice to make how much you want. Anyway, we talked about that yesterday. You can listen to that. I was like, the other side of that, though, is you should be observant of the people around you and their behaviors. There's a point to this. The piece of this that gave me the idea, I gotta blow my nose. There we go. So, let's talk about this for a minute. I still see in 2025 motherfuckers that are masking. At this point, I can only assume they are mentally ill. If you are wearing a mask in 2025, it's because there is something wrong with your brain. And if you go to the doctor and they make you wear one, well, one, I'd probably go find another doctor. I still see doctor's offices that, like, encourage you, if you have, like, flu-like symptoms, to wear a mask. And we'll go there, and my wife is like, "Should we put up?" No. I am not wearing a mask ever again. If you are a surgeon and you have to wear a mask in your job to not spit in open wounds, much respect. Otherwise, you probably don't need to be wearing a mask at all for any reason whatsoever. If you're a firefighter and you're wearing a mask because you're going in a house, that's a different thing. For the most part, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that think that masks are a magical cure-all to mysterious germs. There are still so many of those people. You see enough of them, right? If you go hang out in, go to your busiest local grocery store and just walk around. Just walk around and observe things. You will see the masking people. You do that long enough, you will tend to see a couple trends. White women are some of the big offenders. Old people, there are a couple old people that were told it will help you and it will protect you and keep you alive, and by God, they're running with it. And there tends to be a fairly high adoptance in the African American community, especially older. Not all, but some. Those are my observations. I generally don't see a lot of young, virile men of any race wearing masks. I can't even tell you the last time I saw a soy boy wearing a mask. It's not unheard of, but those are the ones that I personally observe. And if I see those faces enough, half of those faces, obviously, I make mental notes. I absolutely am like, okay, this person is mentally ill. Keep an eye out. This is in my community, broader community, but still community, right? I mean, if you work in an area, it's kind of your community, right? Unless you're commuting, like, man, I remember watching this, like, news report years ago where they're following people that were, like, I forget the term they used. We'll just call it, like, hyper-commuting, right? They lived in, like, Philadelphia, and they were, like, taking a train into, like, Washington, D.C. and bullshit, or New York or some shit, and doing this every day, like, a four-hour commute every day. That is ridiculous. Who's trying to commute for 4 hours every day? I used to have to commute for, like, 1 hour, and that's too damn much. Too damn much. Anyway, I make notes of these people, and often think, like, shit hits the fan, like, what are these people gonna do? So, I mean, these people obviously have severe mental disabilities. Their brains do not work. They can't accept reality. What are they gonna do? I can guarantee you, like, that last guy that took a shot at Trump, like, I bet he loved masks. I bet in 2020 he's like, oh, thank God I get to wear a mask. And I kind of, like, looked into this a little bit, right? Like, I tried to, not recently, but I've looked into it, like, why are people still wearing the mask? Like, it's so far past, like, reality. I'm like, what are they doing? And I came across posts from people that it's like a fucking blanket. It's a comfort thing. They got comfortable wearing the mask. I saw a couple people say that they're just ugly and they feel better hiding half their face. Like, we have broken people. I burned my mask when I was no longer forced to wear it for work. Which, it was so gross. Anyway, never again. Keep an eye on those people. And that's just one aspect of it, of being observant. Hold on, I want to make one more comment about the whole mask thing before we move on. I got to get this all off of my chest. Because you guys are my friends, and I talk to my friends. You've decided that you're going to wear a mask because you think that it will protect you from germs, but there are still people who have made all those decisions to keep wearing a mask, and I still see people, they don't have it on their nose. I see people that make the choice, this is like within the last week, that make the choice to wear a mask and either have it not on their nose or fucking have it on their chin. They're wearing a mask and they've pulled it down so they can go up. Like, what the fuck? I told my wife that it's involuntary, and she's like, no, you need to work on that. And I'm like, I can't work on it and I don't want to. Man, I just, when I see these mask people, like, my eyes involuntarily roll and I'm like, oh, dumb fuck. And I try not to make eye contact. Like, I skirt around them, because you don't know what crazy people will do. You just don't. Have they decided that, oh yeah, I'm gonna blow up all these non-maskers? You don't know. So I just stay the fuck away from these idiots. And I try not to engage with them at all. Anyway, let's move on. This isn't the What the Fuck is Wrong with Maskers podcast today. There's more to being observant. So, last year, when me and my wife were going to New York, she was watching, like, some videos, right? And she sent me, like, a Facebook reel or something of, It was like girls on vacation versus guys on vacation. And the girl was just going around going la di da di da da di da di da with no idea what the fuck was going on around her. And the guy was on vacation with, like, his head on a swivel, like, oh, what's the danger? What's going on? Yeah, I probably need to do an episode on situational awareness again soon. I feel like it's probably been 100 or so episodes now that we pump. Oh my, episode 400 is coming out pretty soon, which means episode 500 will be coming out pretty soon. I think we should do something special for episode 500. I don't know what. Maybe I'll get some ideas. Maybe I'll have a contest. Maybe I'll email a couple companies and see if I can get some stuff going. I don't know. Yeah, I'll probably do that. Anyway, that is absolutely how it is vacationing with my wife. She is usually taking pictures and then walking around, going through those pictures and editing the pictures so that they look better while we're walking around. To add stress level to me, when we went to New York, I saw, like, the second day we were there, I saw an article going around that women were being randomly punched in the face, like, that week in New York. And I was like, son of a bitch. So then I had to start keeping an eye out for people that were going to punch my wife in the face, because God knows she wasn't going to see it coming. So, be observant. If you are a female listener to the Travel Punk Podcast, I'm sure that you are not my wife and walking around la-di-da with no idea what the fuck's going on. I love her. But she will never be a situationally aware person. Yes, Mr. Van, please go around me. She does notice some things, but not all the time. It's not consistent. Anyway, maybe we won't do a situational awareness video. We'll just kind of roll it into this one. Being observant is a huge critical part of being situationally aware. Just notice things, right? One, our brains are very well wired to notice changes, right? The whole, like, the magazine when you're a kid's highlights, where it's like, find the different thing. Oh, this guy's hat is different. That our brains are wired for that. Like, we fucking love finding differences. So if you notice things out of place, it should start tickling the back of your brain going, wait a second. That mysterious briefcase generally doesn't sit there by that door. What is that? Might be a bomb. Let's go. So those sorts of things, right? Always be watching people. If people are acting bizarre and weird, take note of it. So prime example. Okay. Another vacation story, because my wife was la-di-da-di-ing. We went to Savannah. First of the year, right? Like February or something. And we were walking by, maybe it was, we were walking down the street to the park that they filmed the bench scene with Forrest Gump in, right? My wife was on her phone doing something, probably editing pictures. She does that a lot. She'll take a picture, then she'll bring up the picture and look at it and see if it needs to shoot. Anyway, I'm like, you're missing things because you're on your phone, but whatever, it makes her happy. While walking to that park, while she was looking down at her phone, I observed two bums about to get into a bum fight. She was oblivious. So I made her get off her phone and, like, look, we need to move a bit further over and we need to hustle it this way just a little bit. We don't need to break out in a run, but we should move with a purpose. They weren't paying attention to us, but obviously they were crazy and they were about to fight, and I didn't want to be around for that. You don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they have a fucking gun and they're just going to start shooting because they're crazy and they stole a gun or something. You don't know. And sure enough, they were yelling and fighting. I don't know what the fuck it was about. But I kept an eye on them, and I pulled my wife along. Like, what if you were completely oblivious? You had headphones in. You were looking at your phone doing la-di-da bullshit, and you bumped into these crazy motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, we're mad at each other, but you bumped into us. Boom. So be observant. You know, and it's not like, one, it doesn't detract from life, right? Yesterday I talked about going too far and, like with Zen Buddhism, where you become detached from life and it's all-consuming and that's all it is. I don't feel like being observant detracts from life. It's fun to notice things, right? Being observant and looking at things is how I find all the wild edibles that I've ever found. I think it'll be a long week. Maybe I was... It is morel season, and there are apparently morels around our property. Maybe we'll go hunt for some. It'd be a good dinner item. Good thing to cook. For the pan-seared salmon and white wine sauce that I'm making on like 2 days from now. Anyway, I haven't taken any food pictures in a long time. I barely use social media for anything except for like, hey, here's a new episode. Whatever. I'm doing my OPSEC. I just don't really. I'm still pissed at Facebook for deleting my old account and stealing my Facebook page. There are two Starbuck Facebook pages. One is hacked. One is not. Anyway. I personally feel like you will get more enjoyment out of life by being observant. You'll see neat things. Like, all the time I'm like, we'll be driving somewhere and I'll be like, hey, look at that, wife. And she'll be on her phone and she'll miss it. And it's like, one time there were some mannequins dressed up like the sisters from Hocus Pocus. And I'm like, look, is that the sisters from Hocus Pocus? And she's like, I don't know, I'm on my phone. And you're driving, so you pass by. Anyway, you will never regret being observant versus not being observant. Whatever the fuck you're doing can wait. There's a time and a place for doom scrolling or whatever. Anyway. And that's just like, yeah, you'll find neat things. You'll see things like, there's a lot of situations where being observant has benefited me for safety and for like reward, right? Like, oh, I see a sign. Like, I know one time I saw a sign that was like, we buy junk cars. And I called them because I had a junk car to sell, much like I have a junk car to sell right now. And, you know, I got like $600 for like a 2009 Kia Rio. It was a good car. Blown head gasket. That's what happened. Damn head gasket. I thought about trying to fix it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to sell it anyway. Like, I literally can't fuck it up anymore. I mean, for me, if I'm going to sell it anyway. So, being observant. I think I've covered this pretty well. Most of it technically was just me talking about, fucking maskers. I definitely have still seen, like, I'll say within the past 3 months, right? We'll give myself within the past 3 months, I saw a car masker. What is wrong with people? Like, it just has to be, like, people that still want their blankie, right? These are blankie people. Nope. My daughter has her sackies. They're basically her blankie. When she was a baby, we would put her in these sleep sack things, and they're like a swaddling. Anyway, sackies are great. I think if you look for sleep sack, if you have babies, I think most of you guys, kids is all grown, because I waited until I was an old man. But you might have grandkids. Sleep sackies are great. She still carries them around because she's five. You know, these aren't like, she's not a grown woman, obviously. But yeah, Mask. Anyway, let's go into the housekeeping. If you enjoyed this episode and the work that I do here, consider what you people doing standing on the road at 3 a.m. Freaks. Anyway, consider joining the Surreal Punk Army, which you can do for as low as $5 a month, or as much as $50 per year. And with that, you get discounts to vendors, you get ebooks, and you get the episodes of convenient download zip files. There was a hiccup. I might talk about it on the podcast at some point. There was a hiccup with the internet. The internet is still coming, just not in the method, the way that I thought. But I will be having fast internet very soon. There will be some live streams and some other stuff that I will be easier for me to do by fast internet to upload files. So there's that. Next on the agenda, you can join our Patreon, which you can do for as low as $1 a month or as much as $5 a month. And with that, you generally get the episode earlier to one day earlier, depending on my recording and editing and publishing schedule. I have to work this entire weekend, Saturday and Sunday, which means I'll record 2 episodes, which makes me 2 episodes ahead for the week. I generally don't always record on my days off. I know some people do like to have like a weekend. I don't generally get a weekend. Sometimes if I'm off Saturday or Sunday, if I'm off Saturday, I often will not do podcast work. I'll enjoy the Saturday and kind of fuck off and do some other stuff because Patreon doesn't get an episode Saturday and the blog doesn't get an episode Saturday, so I'll take that off. Sunday, Patreon gets an episode, so it works out, but it doesn't always work out because of my schedule. So with that, next, if you go to survivalpunk.com and you click on any of the episodes, doesn't matter, there'll be an Amazon item of the day. I should probably find a way to collect these things and whatnot. There'll be an Amazon item of the day. If you buy that, if you click through that link, the Amazon link, and you buy anything, including the item that I linked, I make a little bit of advertising revenue. It doesn't alter the cost for you. And we are all happier. I would like to get another Amazon gift card to buy things to review, to talk about. Anyway, so hopefully that's coming soon. I mean the gift card, obviously. Next, consider sharing the show wherever you're hanging out online. That makes a huge difference. People, if you're hanging out on like Facebook and someone's like, hey, I'm looking for a new podcast to listen to, but you're like, oh yeah, have you checked out jamesrowpunk.com? And with that, this has been James from SorrelPunk.com. DIY to survive, you guys.